out of that Beis Amud Aleph, and I want to remind ourselves what we had picked up in part one, what we had discussed in part one. And we had seen the famous Chakira of Rabbi Chanan Zecher Tzadik B'Kadosh Livracha, that Rabbi Chanan had discussed the Miguda Ha'aza and pointed out that according to those Rishonim that say that a Miguda Ha'aza Lo Amrinan, he pointed out that there seems to be, we didn't discuss the Gemara that he discusses, we'll leave it, but there seems to be instances that Miguda Ha'aza doesn't work and instances where Miguda Ha'aza does work. Like he pointed out that Tosis didn't give the answer to Muki Yosef that said Miguda Ha'aza. So it sounds like Tosis holds that a Miguda Ha'aza will work when it comes to Mama. So we saw Rav Chanan gave a beautiful hezber that even though the Gemara Daf Gimel Amud Aleph seems to say that when it comes to Miguda Ha'aza, that's the reason why you don't have Migu by Modiv and Miktsas, because it's considered Ha'aza. Rav Chanan explains, well, there are two types of Migu. Two ways of looking at a Migu. One type of way of looking at a Migu is you give him the Koach HaTaina, and that is that you take the Taina that he could have said. You take the Nemanus of Taina B that he could have said in this case, in our Sugya, that he could have said, Kula Shadli, you take that Taina and you ascribe that the result of that Taina to the original Taina. That's the notion of Koach HaTaina. So in such a case, if you say it that way, so then the argument is that you would get the rights of Kula Shali. Or the other way of saying is, no, it's a proof that I'm not a liar. Anan Sahadi, that we are aided, that the fellow is not going to lie. So when it comes to Migu de Ha'aza, so the guy could have said that, right? He could have made that, and if within the realm of possibility, Rav Kreditor showed me that Shmuel Rozovsky seems to have this idea, the way we were Mazmer Rav Elchanan, that the idea of Migu, as looking at Koach HaTaina, is who says we look at a person's tainus from exactly the words that he said. It's, as Ramesha Weinblatt said, Mamash Rav Shmuel says a little bit like this, that it's the rights. We advance a person's rights. So a Migu is that if you have rights of a stronger claim, so then it's where was there a creditor? Where's that Rav Shmuel? In Bava Basra. So I didn't have a chance to follow up much on it, but the Rav Shmuel seems to say it, that it's the person's rights that he's going to have. Now, is Anan Sahadi, explains Rav Elchanan, is there Anan Sahadi that the guy's not a liar? It's no longer Anan Sahadi if it's a Ha'aza. It's not likely he's going to advance such a chutzpahdik claim. So Rav Elchanan's Hezber, I thought, until Avi Engelhardt came along, but I thought that in Tosos, one could suggest that this is the Shita of the Bali Tosas, that the Bali Tosas are making this split. On the one hand, Migu da'aza, we already know, it doesn't work. On the other hand, as far as, that's only in regards to Shvuah. For regards to Mamanos, what is Shvuah there for? Shvuah is Anan Sa'adi. What do I mean is Anan Sa'adi? Shvuah is to make sure that you're not lying. So that's why it's going to work, it's not going to work by Ha'aza. However, when it comes to Mamanos, Rav Elchanan argues beautifully, like in our Tosas. Tosas had no problems with Migu Ha'aza. Why? Because when it comes to Mamanos, it's not Anan Sa'adi. As long as it's within his Koach HaTaina, what Rav Moshe Weinblatt called his rights, what Rav Shmuel seems to say, within his rights of claim, so then in such a case it's going to work. So Rav Avi asked me a strong kasha after the Chidushim last week, and Avi asked, but at the end of the day, I'll just throw out Avi's kasha, and it's something to work on. But I'm not going to answer it. I'll just throw you a couple of malamakomas that might deal with it. Rav Avi asked a sharp kasha. He said, but what you just said from Rav Elchanan doesn't fit in the Tosas. He says Tosas's kasha was that you should allow for a migu like we find in the Gemara Daf Ches Amud Aleph. So Avi pointed out that us Shanabek guys, myself included, sort of glossed over, not the Kolo guys, the Shanabek guys, glossed over what exactly was that case on the Ches Amud Aleph. I think the Shanabek Rebbe knows what he's doing. That there's some times that you don't emphasize it. But now, when it does, what goes against your pshat, you can't ignore it anymore. So Avi pointed out that when it comes to Daf Ches Amud Aleph, the Gemara there was talking about a Shvuah. So Tosis asked that just like their Migu would have worked except for a Rume Kamaharim. So Tosis says, so too a Migu show over here works. So what do you see? You see against Rav Elchanan, that you see there that the Migu, when it comes to the Shvuah, Tosis is assuming would work. That was Avi's Kasha. So obviously, I can't say that Tosis is holding with Rabbi Chanan's chiluk because Tosis himself migu shvua. So my response to Avi, this is all in Hamayim and Yavin. My response to Rabbi Avi is not my fault. It's not Rabbi Chanan's fault. It's the Gemara's fault. It's Gemara Daf Ches. It seems to be against Gemara Daf Gimel. Gemara Daf Ches seems to say that a migu would work by a shvua. The Gemara Daf Gimel seems to say that amigu da'aza does not work with a shvua. So it's not an attack on me. It's not an attack on Rabbi Chanan. It means that we don't have enough good pshat in the Gemaras themselves. That's what Rav Avi's Ha'ara is. The only, I'll just give you two Marim HaKons. Tosfos that Rosh learns up the Gemara differently over there in Daf Chesem and Aleph, Daya to see. And not coincidentally, in a part of the Sefer that I had to even remind myself where it is, Rabbi Chanan himself seems to deal with this kasha in a sefer called Kovet Shmuas, which is in the back of Kovet Shmuas Chelek Gimel. Rabbi Chanan discusses it, and I would bet that over there we're going to have there'll be an approach. Either you take Tosfos Rush's approach or the Kovet Shmuas approach. But your kasha is a good kasha. I can't use Rabbi Chanan because you see, Minei Ubei Tosfos seems to be doing it. But however, Rabbi Chanan is going to be miyashay about that problem. Then presumably that's going to help us over there, or you go to Tosfos Rush. That's in closed brackets. Okay. But everybody, all we need now is the Shtikl Torah, of the famous Shtikl Torah of Elchanan, to start today's simple Mahalach. Today will probably be less ambitious than other days. We're just going to be wrapping up Migu and connecting to a few points in Tosis. Comes along the Sefer Darchei David, a Sefer that I never, you passed it around, the Sefer that I had never seen Bimayin into before. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu guided me in my Bittul Zman that I found out a little bit of Darchei David in a very, very funny way, as I'll share with you in a moment. But Darchei David was a Magid Shir in the great Yeshiva Eitz Chaim, the great Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, before Panovich and so on and so forth, before Panovich was destroyed by the Nazis. The great Yeshiva was Eitz Chaim, which was right down the block. You go down Yafo Street, there was the old Yeshiva Eitz Chaim. Rus Zalman was there, and there were many. Rabbi Aryeh Levine was the Menahel there. There were many, many great people that roamed those hallways and learned over there. In fact, Rabbi Pesach Frank was a Magid Shir there as well in his 30s, and then he said to himself, speaking to Kol Gazel, he says, but I don't know any halacha. So one day he was a Magid Shir, young Magid Shir, so he decided that he's going to learn halacha. What did he decide? He was already a young man with a few children. Don't try this at home. So Rutzi Pesach Frank just disappeared. Only his wife knew. He decided he's going to travel to Yafo. That's where he developed his kesher with Rav Kook Zatzal. And he decided he's going to learn in Yafo alone and not go home for 2 years. He traveled to Yafo, down Yafo Street, all the way down to Yafo. That's why it's called Yafo. And he traveled all the way down Yafo, and his wife packed him his shtreimel and one change of clothing, and he disappeared for 2 years. The next day, the boys came for shir, and Rabbi Pesach Frank had disappeared. He didn't tell anybody. And then when he came back, he decided he's going to learn Yafo, Dalech Elkei Shulchan Aruch, no Dalech Elkei Shulchan Aruch. Anyhow, the Darchei David says like this. The Darchei David wants to tie the following, connect Rabbi Chanan's Chakira to our Tosas. Take a look at the second column. something very, very fascinating. He says the following. Ulam Zetoli, four lines in. And here, no Jew will be left behind. If there's something that's not clear, let me know. Ulam Zetoli, second column, four lines on the top. Eich shenifarish inyan an emana shel migu. When Tosa said, migu lahotzi, that's a migu lahotzi, he says, that's going to be Tolui Rabbi Chanan's famous chakira. The im name of the inyan shel migu hu. That the concept of migu is the chashvinon ki ilu toin mamish befaneinu hatainahi. If the pshat is that we give him that potential taina of kula shali, vim kein gam hacha neima ki ilu toin befaneinu kula shali. Says the Darchei David, according to the side of giving him that taina, so how could Tosa say that he's not holding on to that other half? What were Tosis' words? The migulotzer lo'amrin, the bechetzio hasheni muchzuk zeh kemo zeh. Then the second half, each one is muchzuk on equally. The first half belongs to Reuven, second one is equally to Shimon. But if we're going to say that a migu is you get that stronger taina, So now, even if you say chetz yishali, you have all of the rights for kula shali. If you have all the rights for kula shali, so then in such a case, it goes back. I don't care what he said. Remember, we don't care what he says. I don't care what he says. So if I don't care what he says, so then the whole tosis doesn't make any sense. Because it's not. It's considered as if Reuven is holding on to half, and Shimon is holding on to half, like Tosa said above. V'imken ha'kam ha'cha, name ha'kilu ta'am b'faneinu kula shali. U'bevadeh lo'chosh ze migu lo'otzi. Da'alo ha'yideh ha'tayim de kula shali, hu mochzik mamish kemo ha'sheni. Avol, this is what they said in Eitz Chaim 70 years ago. Avol im neimo de migu hu, lo dechashvina kula ta'am mamish. But he doesn't quote this name of Rebbe Chanan. Probably this wasn't even famous. It wasn't known as Rebbe Chanan's Chakir yet. But they were already discussing it in Grodna. But if we're going to say it's time mamish, hataina hishi yachol liton, elishu inyan shel rayiv and emonis letovas hataina shuton achshav, imkei mitzad hataina shuhu toin achshav chetzi shali, hasheni shuton kulushi, muksakam chetzi shuton kozeh. But if it's the other side of the Chakir, that's anan sahadi, so anan sahadi doesn't affect the tfisa, but if you hold that the koach hataina, right, the anan sahadi just says, if I wanted to have lied, I could have lied better. But if the whole idea is we expand your taina, so we could expand your, the taina is expanded into kula shali. Ad kan divrei hadar chidot. So I want to, hadar chidot, I want to do something gishmak. I want to point out, I just realized I was reading the biography of Reb Shimon Shkat. I found out who the Darchei David's Rebbe was. He was a Talmud of Reb Shimon from Grodno. Because I saw letters from Reb Shimon to the Darchei David. Reb Shimon's telling him that the yeshiva doesn't have any money, the boys aren't eating, just to appreciate what you have. The boys aren't eating, v'chulei, 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 and he's asking him how he's doing, etc., etc. I think, based on Yesodos that we saw from Reb Shimon, the Darchei David's Ha'ara can't be correct. And let me introduce it, taking it out of the Achronish Torah, let's get back into the Minei Ubei and the Taisus. Taisus himself had a potential stira. And this, Rabavi again, was on the ball when the Shana Bet guys were on Tosas Dibar Maskel V'Yachloku. We spoke about the Tfisa, we spoke about the Anan Sadi, that each one is holding on to half. So then I pointed out, but Bepashtus and Tosas Dibar Maskel V'Zeh Noto Raviya, that Tosas says that what? So I pointed out that L'chura Tosas seems to contradict each other. So immediately Avi blurted out Reb Shimon's Teretz, which we later discussed at 12 o'clock as well. There's no stira in Tosas. Why is there no stira? Everybody follow the potential stira? Man, you hear the potential? You know what I'm referring to. Yeah, okay. If you spell it out, absolutely. This is what I missed. David stopping me at 12 o'clock. Good. At least we get it once a week. Beautiful. So the Shon Bet guys have to learn this, right? Every time David stopped me, and every time he stopped me, we understood better. So the stira goes like this, Reb David. Tosas quotes the Rivam as saying, the Bechetzia Hasheni Muchzik Zek Mozeh. That in the second half, Shimon is Muchzik just like Reuven. Correct? But wait, didn't Tosas above say that by Shnayim Ochsim Metalis, Reuven's holding on to one half and Shimon's holding on to another half? That's the potential stira. So I think Rav Wiesner gave a mahalach. That is a mefurish Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon and Siman Dalet, it's five lines at the end of Siman Dalet, that Rav Shimon says beautifully. Rav Shimon says, no, there's no stira. Why is there no stira? He says no one is going to go and take Tosas so literally as to say that you only look at the Tfisa. The Tainas affect the quality of the Tfisa. In Reb Shimon's Lashon, the Erech HaSafek defines the Tfisa. What does he mean, the Erech HaSafek? The Erech HaSafek being how the Safek is created based on their Tainas. Naftali, you hear me? You okay? How do you hear the quality of the Tainas? Im Kainim Advarim. So it goes like this. It goes like this. There's no stira in Tosas. When did Tosas say that there's a Anan Sadi, you split it down the middle, that's what each one said, Chulashali, Kulashali. But when you say kula shali, chetzi shali, so then in such a case you're not splitting it down the middle. How you're masber that, we'll get to a second, exactly how you're masber it. But Tosa says the Reuven has half, and here Muslim sekamos, and therefore Tosa said miglohotzi. Hence, there's no stira between the Baal Tosas. Ad kan divrei harebe, that's where Rav Shimon Shkaf taught us. In Kainim Advarim, I think the Darche David's own Rebbe didn't learn like the Darche David. Dahainu. What is Rav Shimon teaching us? Rav Shimon is teaching us that the words Kula Shali and Chetzio Shali are not simply tainas. Kula Shali and Chetzio Shali are defining the Tfisa. If you look at Kula Shali and Chetzio Shali the way the great Darche David looked at as being the tainas, then he's 100% right. Then in such a case, then the Tfisa, then the tainas as a Koach HaTaina, you could say, no, he's not only saying Chetzio Shali, it's a rite of Kula Shali, if you look at it only as a Taina. But what did the Rebbe Reb Shimon teach us? Reb Shimon taught us, no! Reb Shimon taught us that what? That the Tainas of Kula Shali and Chetzio Shali serve a dual function. They also define the status of the Tfisa. If they define the status of the Tfisa, then in such a case, then the Tfisa has been undermined. Like Tosas later on says, or other Rishonim say, as if he's moda. He's moda that the other guy gets the other half. So it's not just a question of tainus. Hence, flag on the play. Rabbi Chanan is correct. Rabbi Chanan is legitimate. And maybe then in such a case, maybe the whole shtickle tarivitaisis might be correct. And it doesn't, and taisis is ha'ara migul ha'otzi, is not talui in the criticism of the Darche David. It's possible to learn that Amigu is a Koach HaTaina and still fit in with Tosis' Zahara. Why? Because his own Rebbe, Reb Shimon, taught us that that's the Erech HaSafeg, that's not just the Taina, that what you say is also the Tfisa itself. If that's so, so then, of course, we're Miyashi the Stira and Tosis, and then everything comes out Kaftor Aferach. And then it could very well be that our Ha'ara and Tosis that we said previously is also correct, presuming that we answer Avi's question that we're putting. I just gave you the Maran Makomas. Tough. Yudua, and we were fighting a lot about that the Ramban disagrees with Tosis. That the Ramban holds that the halacha is that this is not a migul ha'otzi, or there's no proof to say that there's a migul ha'otzi. Now, how to read the Ramban, where the Ramban is saying two things or one. So we're mafakpik in this a lot. Maybe just for the record, I'll share with the older fellows the way I read the Ramban, even though I know that in the Kolel you read it a little bit differently. I'll just share with you how I read the Ramban, and we'll let everybody fight it out. Mikanu lahaba. For the second year guys, this is just a review of how we read the Ramban, which never hurts. To read over again. Yeah. So the Ramban says like this, there are those who answer that this is not a migul lahotzi, that doesn't work, because the migul lahotzi, kimach is that tovis vomit, is that tovis vomit, ain zem motzi miyad zem mishum migul, umikan yesh lo raya shein omri migul afuki mimone, el lukmi mimone bershus demore. So he says that presumably the Rimigash who holds that from here we prove that you don't say migul lahotzi because each one of them is holding on to the talus. Vizu ain't a raya, says Ramban, it's not a proof. Dechi amra kula shali, halo shakal chetzi mashu tain. When he says kula shali, you get half of your claim. Av omer chetzi shali. And so too, someone who says chetzi shali, ain't lo chetzi mashu tain. Now here is how I'm going to read the next part of the Ramban, which many are mafakpik with. She'im ata omer yesh lo akol. Says the Ramban, as a rule, when it comes to Shnayim Ochsim Betalis, that you're going to say that he gets all of it. Yoser Atamamina Betainazu, he being the one who says Chetzi Shali, you're going to end up believing him more, Mimasha Atamimino Bosa Shekula Shali, when he says kula shali. Why is that problematic? So some of the Talmidim told me very sharply that it might be based on a Me'iri. Okay. I thought that the Ramban hasn't yet explained why it's problematic. And the Ramban then says, Umash is a modelo, and I'll tell you why it's problematic by Shnayim Mosim Vitalis. And of course, what the Ramban is paraphrasing over here is what all the Rishonim quote in the name of the Tosefta. Why did the Ramban say it in the name of the Tosefta is an interesting question. But the Rishonim will say that we have a rule by Shnayim Mosim Vitalis, not in Migu and Kol HaTorah Kula. Not a migu kol ha'tarah kula. By shnayim oksim metalis, the Tosefta says that the rule is you only get half the taina. Why would that be? So he explains. Umash is a moideloi hareyu ki'ilu cholak osa chetzi. Because once you were moded, it's as if that was divided. Ukfar notla. Ve'heich tomer migu shayizeh yachol etfol mimenu klima shalom. Nam min osa kishutom metalis acher. So we were masbir, and this is the critical part, that the Ramban says that this side of Reuven is entirely Reuven's. This is entirely Reuven's. And this is, in the Ramban's lashon, a klima acheres. It's entirely a totally different klima. Ella, now according to our pshat, I thought this was a little bit smoother, although Rav Yitzi defended it a little bit. Ella shura sadin kachu la'olam ein anota alechetzi tanaso bilvad. According to our pshat, that it's one pshat, then the Ramban is saying that the shura sadin is that you, in this case you only get chetzi ataina. If you learn v'amev and yavin, the two different pshatim, why did the Ramban come back to the chetzi ataina? That was upstairs. Elamai, the answer is that the Ramban is explaining over here why Shura Sadin, we only look at the Chetzi Ataina. Why is the Shura Sadin that you only look at the Chetzi Ataina? Because when it comes to the first Glima, that Glima has nothing to do with it. If you learn that it's one pshat, then I understand why he comes back to this idea of Chetzi Ataina. Okay, but for the second year boys, I'm just being sholel another reading that was discussed in the Kol. This is the way Libi Omer Li how to read the Ramban. Yeah.
We have a big problem with this. Maybe I misunderstood. The second half. What is a Migu? The Migu is before you make your timer.
Yes.
We look at you and think, what could you have put? And the Ramban is saying that the other half is already giving away.
That's right.
That's what someone else think. But before
correct.
You made the timer, you hadn't given it away.
No.
So therefore it's not, therefore you can't say it's the title.
So the Ramban is saying that once you say Chetzi Yishali, you undermine yourself.
But that's after you've made the claim of Chetzi.
No, so that's it. That's it. In other words, you can't make a Migu. You can't make a migu when you've conceded that this has nothing to do with you. I understand what you're asking. I don't know. It doesn't bother me. I hear what you're asking. It doesn't bother me. Okay. It doesn't bother me. Maybe we can work on together exactly how to make it work. Yes, Naftali.
Wait, so just clarification.
Yes.
Saying that once it's already split, that explanation works with the Tosefta one?
Exactly. In other words, this rule of the Tosefta is true. What's the rule of Tosefta? By Shnayim Oksim Metalis. So some of the Avrichim showed me that the Me'iri connects, talks about Migu and Kol HaTorah Kula. So I'm not sure that that's what's going on in the Ramban. The Ramban doesn't talk about over here about necessarily Migu and Kol HaTorah Kula. But rather, what we're saying is that when it comes to Shnayim Oksim Metalis, there, you never get more than a half. Why? For two reasons. When it comes to Kulishli Shalisa, in such a case, it's a Tfisa on each half. And when it comes to Chetzia Shalisa, then in such a case, you conceded the other half. Okay. Let's keep on moving, Rabbi Osai. Okay? So this is what the Ramban says. So it's a machlokis. It's a machlokis whether we call this Migul Ahotzi or not. Taisa says yes. The Ramban says no, because of this concession. Let's continue with the Mahalach of the Rebbe. Let's continue Reb Shimon Shkop's Mahalach. In the Hemshech of Tosos, Reb Shimon brings a raya to the Yisod that we said before. What was the Yisod that we said before? With this we asked the Kasha on the Talmud, the great Darchei David, that we saw that the Tfisa is not a pure Tfisa, but the Erech HaSveikos defines the Tfisa. It's going to characterize the Tfisa. Says Reb Shimon, this is not just on a theory. And it's not only something that we in the Tivariyah are going to use to be Miyashe, Vestira, and Tosis. But rather, says Reb Shimon, it's Mukhruch. Why is it Mukhruch? Because of Tosis's Kasha of Ein Safek Motzi Midei Vade. Ma Inyin Shmital Eitzar Sinai. Asks Reb Shimon a very, very basic question. And that is, how in the world could you look at Shnayim Osim Betalis, when somebody says Chetz Yishli and the other says Kula Shili, as how could you look at that as Safek and Vadai? What does this have to do with Safek and Vadai? Both of them are Tofes in the Talis. This one's saying Kula, this one's saying Chetzir. How does the Chetzir now become a Safek and this guy become a Vadai? What does this have to do with Hilchas Yarshim? What's the Dimya? Elamai. The Pshat is the following, says Reb Shimon. It's not the Pshat that each one of them is just simply holding on to a Talis. And then they just have these added tainus. If that would be so, they'd be equal musakum on the talesim. But rather what happens is what? What happens is that I conceded, when I said chetzio shali, I conceded the other half to you. If I conceded the other half to you, so then in such a case, we are both in agreement that you picked up the talis, and you are rejecting my claim of the talis. So vis-a-vis Bezdin, you have all the world says that it belongs to Reuven. In other words, Reuven and Shimon both say, no one else in the world is talking. That's right, half. He says that he got half. And Shimon, half of the world says yes, half of the world says no. Bishvili Nivra Olam. Whoever is there, who's weighing in, that's the world. That's the information we have. So says Reb Shimon, that's a raya. That's not the pshat that you have a tfisa and then stam tainus. And again, this fleshes out what we're pointing out might be our challenge to the Darchei David's pshat. And that is that's why there is a safek and a vadai. This is Reb Shimon's proof. So we learned with the Talmidim that the Nachlas David has a difficulty with Tosis's teretz. What's Tosis's teretz? How does Tosis answer the question of Ein Safek Motzi Midei Vadai? Says the Tosis the following: V'yesh lomar, d'hasam yavam shubinoshel zahav sabahav vada yorsha, v'lo yoytzi asafek misafek m'mayna. There is a real vada. Avol hocha ein svara mashu vadai b'chetzio shiolo l'chetzio sheni. So Tosis answers the question by saying the following. He says, you know what? You're right. On this talis, on this side, so then in such a case, Reuven is a vadai, and we don't know anything about Shimon. But what about this side of the talis? On this side of the talis, Shimon is saying kula shali. I know he doesn't say kula shali. He says chetzio shali. But on this, he says chetzio shali. And on this, Reuven says shali gam. In other words, on this, each one of them is saying kula shali. And that's what we're being done on. Hence, it's not safek motzi midei vadai. Then that's not what we're talking about. We're not doing that case of safek and vadai. This is the teretz of the Bali Tosis. So far, so good? Any clarification? I say yes, Mima.
Rabbi, assuming now ke'ilu kvar natalo out of bed.
Now you're coming. So tell who was mechavin to. Yehuda, you see, one day you're going to do this, Amir Tzah Hashem. They're just fall from you.
The assumption that
by the way, one day it's going to come natural.
It's a vaday b'chol ha'mamon, and here it's not a vaday b'chetzio ha'sheni. Doesn't necessarily mean.
Okay, so let me do a little bit of driving, but you're on the right track, okay? It's not too hard to anticipate where we're going. But let me throw in a wrinkle over here. Our favorite achron of this man has been the Nachlas David. Comes along the Nachlas David. By the way, why is Nachlas David so important? Not because we happen to have discussed. Nachlas David is the first generation Talmud of Reb Chaim Volozhiner. So if you want to know the Masorah of how to learn in Volozhin, we hardly have anything from Reb Chaim Volozhiner in Mineu Bei in Gemara. The first edus of how they learned in Volozhin, which of course plants the seeds for all of the Marbitzei Torah in Kemat, Europe, the way to get a sense of how they learned in Volozhin is you take a look at the Sefer Nachlas David. So Nachlas David was a Talmud of Reb Chaim Volozhin. Zok the Nachlas David, a very, very simple kasha. Don't confuse Adarche David and Nachlas David. Says the Nachlas David, Reb David Tevil. Nachlas David asks the following kasha on Tysus's Teretz. Let's take a look at it inside. For those of you who have it inside, Matom Manoim. Let's take a look at it inside. The Terutza Meim Muvan. In the red edition, it's page Vav. Where is it in the brown edition? Page Vav on the bottom. The Terutza Meim Muvan. Ask the Nachlas David, I don't understand Tysus's Teretz. Da Gam Kan Yesh Lomar Shezev Vada Igbia Samitzia V'zeh Safek Im Igbia V'im Kein Dam Yomamish L'Safek V'Yavam. Says the Nachlas David, Tysus, you want to be the biggest Lamdan you want? I don't have a problem. Lamdus is beautiful. But the Lamdus has to add up with the Metzius. You could say that Basar V'cholov is this. It's Basar V'cholov. It's Basar B'cholov. Nafgaminas. At the end of the day, if the Kfela tastes it and there's Basar V'cholov, it's Basar V'cholov, right? Doesn't matter however you're going to be Magdir the Lamdus. If it tastes like Basar V'cholov, it is Basar V'cholov. But I may even yavin. There's a chakir of whether you call it basar v'cholov or basar v'cholov. It's actually a big nafkamina on lombus. But either way, however you say it, at the end of the day, it's got to be consistent with the mitzius. Says the Nachlas David, Tysus could split apart the talus as much as he wants. At the end of the day, everybody knows that Reuven picked up the talus. Everybody agrees that Reuven rejects that Shimon picked up the talus. So that's it. I don't care what half you're talking about. It has to be consistent with the mitzius that's on the ground, asks the Nachlas David. V'teirutzo ene muvan. And then with the Talmidim, what we did is we saw the Mardachis Teretz. I go, it's Mardachis, gives a beautiful Teretz. And Nachlas David likes the Mardachis Teretz. It's a brilliant Teretz. I'll say it in one sentence, so gishmak. Now goes, Mardachis says like this. Goz Mardachi says, the moment that I was Moda, the moment that the Vort is that I'm Moda, and therefore it belongs to Reuven, I, Shimon, are Moda, so then in such a case, Reuven really doesn't have a bigger hand. Reuven's not a bigger Vadai. It's just because of my Hodah. If it's due to my Hodah, so that's not considered a greater Vadai than my Vadai. When do we consider a suffering and vaday? Where there's an objective suffering is an objective vaday. But if I'm creating it, I myself, Shimon, I'm creating it, who says that that's because there's some brilliant teretz? Agos Mardachi, wow, it's worth $1 million. But let's leave that Agos Mardachi. Teretz Nachlas David likes that teretz better. But mitzvah liyashe divrei taisus. Mitzvah liyashe divrei taisus. So we found... Hey, go ahead, Abi. Right.
I understand that. If
you're asking on Goz Mardachi, you're asking on Nachlas David. Go ahead, yeah.
So when his Hodah is saying he picked up the other half, so now the Kuli Alma, everyone's agreeing he picks up the other half. But the guy's saying, but he didn't pick up his half.
Right.
So by the Yorish, when the guy's, Hodah is, he's a Yorish.
There's no Hodah by Yerusha. There's no Hodah by Yerusha. By Yerusha, the case is that you have a kid who's a suffix whether he came from the first father or he came from the Yavam himself. The Yavam is fighting with his potential kid. The Yavam claims that you're my kid and you're not my brother's kid. So it's not all dark. Okay, go ahead.
We know that he has shyfus to both go up.
Right.
But here, the only reason why we know that he is shy is to even his first half is when the other guy's hooked up.
Who's
but
he? I need Reuven and Shim. Reuven says Kula Shli, Shimon says Kula Shli.
Reuven is Moda that Shimon picked up the other half. He's Moda that Shimon picked up that half. He's not Moda that
he... Are we using Reuven? Are we mixing up Reuven and Shimon? It's my fault because this morning we said Shimon and Reuven opposite ways. It's not Avi's fault. But here in the cave, Reuven has always been the kula shali and Shimon has always been the chetzi shali.
Right, so when Shimon is bowed to Reuven, that Reuven picked it up,
yes.
He's not saying that Reuven picked it up and now everybody accepts that Reuven picked up. He's saying Reuven picked up that half. So his abdah is only that Reuven picked up that half. So the fact that he picked up that half doesn't give him any right to the half that Reuven Shimon told him.
Let's say that's so. So you're not answering Nachla's Zavitz Kasha? I don't understand, but at the end of the day, it's Yodua that Reuven picked up all of it.
No,
Reuven picked it up. No, he never. It's one talis.
Why is Reuven
the
first?
The Ma'akid is Reuven saying, I picked up this half. He did not pick up this half.
Why is
this
half?
Well, Reuven picked up a talis, right? And he says,
Reuven picked up this half. Shimon did not pick up this half.
So basically, if I'm hearing you correctly, for those of you who didn't see the Tshuva's Rabbi Akiva Eiger, it sounds like to me that you're saying Rabbi Akiva Eiger is Yisod. That maybe you are, maybe you're not. On page Vav, the first column, the bottom of where he quotes Tosis, just pass around the second year guys who have it already, pass to the older fellows. So Stam, one of the goals here of the Chabura is also to give a geshmak from the sugya to globalize the sugya. So this is the Talmud, no, I was misspoiled from this Rabbi Akiva Eiger. I wasn't aware this Rabbi Akiva is wild. Rabbi Akiva Eiger is talking about a totally different shaila. This I find mamish misameches. Just to see how Rabbi Akiva Eiger, when he looked at a shaila of Kadeshim, I told the Talmud that Rabbi Shechter says from somebody that Hilchos Kaddish, who gets first dibs, just so people won't fight. There are no halachas, no makaras. And this is where Rabbi Akiva Eiger sounds like a little bit differently. That might be that there are makaras. But there were yarshim that were fighting. There were two people who need to say Kaddish, a yardside. They were fighting about who has the rights to say Kaddish. In those days, like in a few shuls today, only one person would say the Kaddish yassam. So it's absolutely fascinating. There's a collector's item, the shaila. Take a look on page Hey. Al derech shalosam be'echad yasam shalom mekadosh alav v'imo mibali achever de beis medrash be'echad yasam me'av al mekadosh alav v'aviv hayim bali achever v'gam hu atzmo mibali achever. So the assumption of the shaila is that whoever is a member in the shul, he has first rights to say kaddish. The shaila goes like this: the first person, his parents were a member of the shul, but he's not a member in the shul. The second person, his parent, in this case it's a parent, it gets a little more complicated, his parent was a member in the shul, and he's also a member in the shul. So asks Rabbi Akiva, the shaila was, who has the rights for Kaddish? So what's that Toluian? What is none to do yet with Shnayim Ochsin Betalis. Says Rabbi Akiva, it's a shaila. Well, who's the Kaddish for? By the way, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Memches, seems to have a similar type of shaila. What's a hesped for? V'chulei. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, is the Kaddish for the dead person? So then it goes, Basul Muchzokas to the dead person. And then he claims that the Mara Mintz says that's totally an alive person. But he points out that the Maril seems to say that the Kaddish is really for the dead person. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger comes and he suggests, so this is a safek, and now there's a vadai. The person who's a member of the shul and his parents are members of the shul, so they're a vadai, you have a right to the Kaddish. Person who's the safek, so that person's only a safek. Ain't safek, motzvi de vadai. Kach boisik Rabbi Akiva Eiger. And his raya is from our Tosfos. How does it go from our Tosfos? He tells two on the bottom, on Vav, he shtels su Aratosis. What does Aratosis say? Aratosis says like this. Aratosis mechalik between ein safek motzi mivei vadai and shnayim ochsin betalis. So how do you look at shnayim ochsin betalis? Is that a case of safek motzi mivei vadai? Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger that Tosis's chiluk is the following. Here are the words. Ubetosis is most relevant for us in terms of understanding lumps, and then I'll explain, I think, what the part of the Amkus of Rabbi Akiva Eiger is doing. I think I haven't hit on entirely the Amkus of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, but at least scraping the surface. The bottom of column Vav, on the first column. One half of the talis doesn't help for the other. He says the chetzi atalis is an inyan bifnei atzmo. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, that's no longer a shiloh safik and vader. What's the amkus hadvarim? When it comes to shneim olsim betalis, severe, you don't have a safik and a vaday on the same thing. You have two different parts. On this part, Ruvain is a vaday, but that's how we're being down on. We're being down on this part. When could you say safik and vaday when the diyun is on the exact same thing? What's that diyun over here? Kaddish. It's the same kaddish, and somebody is a safik and someone is a vaday. But the omek of what Tosis is doing is, he says, the moment you could separate between the two diyunim, it's a davar pasha when you think it through. You know, Rabbi Kiva Eger just really, really sharpened what Tosis is saying. It's a separate diyun, so then of course safik and vaday doesn't apply. Brilliant. Fascinating. See how Rabbi Kiva Eger deals with a shaila that some people would call just the Baal Batash shaila. No, Rabbi Kiva Eger says the Taisus on Yachloiku is the Maramaka out of Pasuk in the Shaila. It would be interesting for those who study Rabbi Kiva Eger, is this the best place to bring a raya as far as Ein Sadim Matsu and Dana? It's fascinating that he went Dafka to a Taisus by Shaim Oks and Metallus. Fascinating. Oh, so let me just. So I think, Mimon, that Rabbi Kiva Eger is saying something very similar. You still hear me, Naftali? So I think that Rabbi Kiva Eger is saying something that's very similar to what you had said. And that is the following. I'm not sure Rabbi, if this is what you had said. Maybe I didn't understand what you were saying. And that is the following. He's saying, this is not a suffix on a whole talis. It's not one talis. It's a glima acheres. It's a glima acheres. And therefore, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, when it comes to the suffix and vada, it's not a suffix and vada in the whole talis. Reuven has a vadai in this talis, and Shimon only has a suffix. No. On this side, Reuven already got, and Shimon was modetim, and now there's a suffix on the set, chetzi hasheni. Rabosai, I have a saruch iun godol on Rabbi Kiva Eger. I suspect I'm not reading Rabbi Kiva Eger properly. Could anybody, like the second year guys already heard it, right? Won't put the older guys on the spot. But L'chura, Rabbi Kiva Eger's pshat can't be correct in Tosfos. L'chura, again, the way I read Rabbi Kiva Eger, I'm not going to walk out chas v'chalila, an absolute nothing that's learned a couple of dapim bav metzia to Rabbi Kiva Eger, shalit and kol ha'tayrakula ba'amkus, ridiculous. All I'm asking is a tzarachiyun that either I read Rabbi Kiva Eger incorrectly or something else. Before I do that, before I ask the tzarachiyun, let me think about that. On Rabbi Kiva Eger, you could... Exactly, that's it. I thought, based on Rabbi Kiva Eger, you can answer Nachlas David's kasha. Before I get to your point. Before Avi's point, the Nachlas David's kasha was, look at the mitzios. The answer is that halacha doesn't allow you to look at the mitzius over here because this is a glima acheres. That's the answer to Nachlas David's kasha. As Rabbi Kiva Eger was masber, beautiful. We defend the Tosfos based on Rabbi Kiva Eger. Comes along Rabbi Avi and the other second year boys, and they ask a bomb kasha. Rabbi Kiva Eger's yisod seems to me to be exactly the Ramban's yisod. Exactly, Ramban said. Whether you read Ramban is two hesbeirim or not. At the end of the day, Ramban said it's a klima acheres. And Tosis said it wasn't a klima acheres. That's why Tosis called it a migla otzi. So now Rabbi Kiva Eger has created a stira minei ubei in Taisvis. So we're stuck. We're stuck. Mamonashav, either you have the nachlas David's kasha, if you reject Rabbi Kiva Eger, and then how could Tosis say that this is not a suffix in a vaday because we're dealing with the other half, you got to look at the mitzius. If you're going to say the halacha changes the mitzius because the halacha says that this guy is holding on to a klima acheres, then that's all the chorus also in the previous tosvos. Because in the previous Tosis said what? Tosis said it's a migul lahotzi. Why was it a migul lahotzi? The chet yoshei muksek zekmozeh. So, but according to the Ramban, it's not a migul lahotzi. According to the Ramban, it was a klima acheres. Right? The Ramban said it's a klima acheres. I didn't say what you were bothered by anymore. You're asking good. But the Ramban said it was a klima acheres. What happened when it made a klima acheres? It made it that the migul doesn't apply over here at all. So Tosas cannot say that there's a migu here. Tosas says there's a migu, but it's a migu lahotzi. This for the second year, guys, you might want to crunch Mimon's question. Mimon's asking, but at the end of the day, fine, it's a migu, it's the chetzi hasheni it is, but the whole point, let me spell it out for everybody that might not have followed. Mimon's asking, how's it a stira? Fine, it's a glima acheres. So where did Tosas say not that way? The place that Tosas said not that way was because Tosas called this a case of migul lahotzi. The Ramban said this is not a migul lahotzi because a migul wouldn't be shayich here because it's an entirely different talis. It's an entirely different talis. If it's an entirely different talis, the Ramban says there's no migul over here. Not this is the confusing part. Not that it's not a migul lahotzi. Not that it's a migul lahotzi. It's not a migul at all. That's what the Ramban had said. Tosas said it is a migul. But it's called a migul lahotzi on this part. But according to the Ramban, the Chura, the Ramban is saying that, and that's how everybody read the Ramban. Bain kol beis medrash read the Ramban here this way. Everybody in the beis medrash agreed. Everybody in the beis medrash the Chura agreed that the Ramban was saying that there's no migul over here because this is a different talis, and therefore you can't prove migul lahotzi lo amrina. Migul lahotzi might work. But not if it's on an entirely different talus, because there's no nidon over here on this talus. If that's the pshat in the Ramban, so then that's the chura what Rabbi Kiva Eger is saying b'das tosis. If this is what Rabbi Kiva Eger is saying b'das tosis, then we're stuck with this stira. Fire away. Go ahead, Avi.
Just because Tosis says that if it's true, that Tosis holds that it's a good affair, it doesn't mean he buys into the Ramban's idea that it's not big. You don't have to say that. The connection you're making is that once Tosfos says the Gilta Acheres, he therefore buys into the Ramban's idea that it's therefore not a migul. Why do you assume that?
Right. So why?
Tosfos doesn't hold that. Tosfos holds not a migul. Tosfos holds a migul. He doesn't hold not a migul.
I agree. Wait. But the moment. You want to say there's an in-between ground? Yeah. Is that what you're saying? Yeah. Okay, be Masbir what this in-between ground between. In other words, let me explain to younger fellows what Avi's trying to do. What Avi wants to do is say like this. He wants to say that even though you're splitting apart the talus, and to the point that Rabbi Kiva Eger is saying that it's not a suffix in Vaday over the talus anymore, because rather all we're talking about is this separate talus. Nevertheless, Avi wants to say it's not as far as the Ramban had gone, and that I don't understand. And that subtle split is not in the mind. Manu, help us out.
I think it's very easy. He never calls it a glim acheres. Tosfos never called it a glim acheres. When you're moda, he's not going as far as the Ramban and saying when mechadesh the ahodah turns the other half into mamash a glim acheres. It just means that now we can look at this as two halves of one object.
Okay, go back in the other direction. So then how do you make it that's no longer a vaday and a suffix? Mamanushach, the moment you don't make it a glima acheres, Rabbi Kiva Eger said, just a second, v'hainu d'chetzi shumodelahu inyin b'fneatzo. So you want to be mechalik between inyin b'fneatzo and glima acheres. So what exactly is this middle category?
There's a vaday chetzi versus a sofek chetzi hasheni. So who's to say that a vaday on one half is going to be docha the sofek on the other half? That's it.
No, it's not makhesh, it's not docha on the second half. It's not like he was firing up. We didn't take the chetzi talis out of bezdin. But his vados is on the chatzik palace that his barzuta was modibol. That second palace, it's not kvar not lo anti dekai.
It's not that far. But
that's not going to be megdat. This is going to be makrish. The other guy's shame. The other guy's tefisa on the other chatzik palace, which remains invested.
Let me think.
I hear what you're saying. Let's see if we could come up with. It sounds like what you're saying is good. I hear it.
It's still shy.
Repreditor, you hear what they're saying? You hear this, Svara? It's mistaber to you. Mimon, I need a minute to think. I hear what you're saying. Just a second. In other words, what I'm struggling with right now is how do you differentiate between something that's going to change the Vaday and Safek reality that it's very, very dakistic. It's very, very dakistic. In other words, let me just be matzia so everybody can hear what we're all struggling with. So it's clear to the younger guys what we're struggling with. The older fellows want a taina, they want to say like this. They want to say that even though the Ramban says it's a Kli Acheres, Tosis is not going that far, and neither is Rabbi Kiva Eger going that far. And when Rabbi Kiva Eger says it's Inyan Bifnei Atzmo, all he means is vis-a-vis the halacha of Ein Safek Motzi Midei Vada. That you can't use the Vada in this half and say that's being Motzi Misafek. But at the same time, it's not as far as the Ramban's Kli Acheres. And I'm happy that makes it that this it's not even shayach to migu, because migu is if I wanted to have asserted to get this car, I could have said that I already had leasing on this car. We're all talking about this car, but in contrast to now, if I'm even young, it gets involved mamon lemamon. However, your minds be whether it's the same thing as mamon lemamon or not, but it's all on the same car. This is the kli macheres. So on the one hand, vis-a-vis ain't something motzi midei vaday, the guys want a taina. So then in such a case, it's inyan difnei atzma. But in regards to the migu, it's still the same talus. It's the same talus vis-a-vis the migu, but it's not the same talus ain't something motzi midei vaday. So can anybody give me a formulation? Why is ain't something motzi midei vaday? It's a different talus? But vis-a-vis Migu, it's the same talis. All right, Naftali, go ahead.
I think you can come down to how they interpret Rav Elchanan.
You know, by the way, the moment that you answer a question that the Kola guys do, you're forced to start dating. That's the rule of thumb. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
If he answers it.
Okay, go ahead.
If we say that... Tosfos holds Rav Elchanan's second sira, where he says that I could have made the better claim, so I get the strength of that claim, right? I think the Ramban and Rabbi Eger just interpret when does that apply? Once they pick it up, so now I can make that better claim, so I can get the Eger, or is it after I make the claim? If it's already, so according to Rambam, it's already split. So now I can't use that logic that Eger works because I could have made a better claim, so I get the strength. But according to Eger, to the Eger, then maybe he says once I picked it up, I got the right to be able to make that claim, and then afterwards it's split up. But I already had the rights to make that claim.
In other words, it was split up only due to the Hoda.
But once
that's
I
connected
it up,
to your point also. Split up due to the Hoda.
You don't have to split up.
The other one's the tiny. You're not splitting up. Rabosai, it's late already. I'll take two more ha'aras, and then we'll fight about in the base medrash. Go ahead, David. What do you want to say?
You know what's not splitting up?
Yeah.
There's no svara to take from one half to the other. You know, you're not splitting it up. You don't have to make it into two different things.
But that moment. So now, am I not? Why does this vados like the nachlas David's kasha? Why does this vados not affect over here? Even in Londos, outside of the practicality. What?
Because the other side is contested, that's why.
The moment the other side is contested,
there's no svara to...
In other words, that side is contested, and Mamela, then you can't assume that the Avados goes. In contrast, it is the same talus that we're discussing. We're talking about talus. And where Rabbi Kiva Eger uses the words inyan bifnei atzmo, where Rabbi Kiva Eger just means is that in terms of the vaday and safek, it's an inyan bifnei atzmo. Okay, it's a very subtle point. All right, we'll let Yisrael say one more thing and we'll stop over here, yeah?
What's stronger to be? What's stronger, to be to be Mutzi Mamon from Amigo or to be Ein Safek Mutzi Mamon Mivada?
So we say, in general, Amigo Luchura, some Farshim point out, there are times Amigo even beats Rove. That's part of the conflict. There is a big discussion. What happens if Amigo is going up against a Rove? Ain't something Motzmi Devate. Now, Rav Creditor pointed out something very interesting. He wanted to tanya that Tosos over here talks about Safek Mamon. In other words, the question is Tosos evoking a rule of Ain't something Motzmi Devate that's a rule in Yoradei and Arachayim, or is Tosos evoking a rule of Choshe Mishpat? So that in itself is unclear. He wanted to tanya the fact that Tosos speaks about Safek Mamon, as I understood it. He wanted to tell you that Tosis is not talking about Ein Safek Motzmi Devad Leistam. He's getting involved with the halachos of Uzakus, of something along the lines of Motzmi Chaver Lo Varaya, connected to Motzmi Chaver Lo Varaya. What's that?
No, in his answer. That's the Moloch, he's Mamon the Mamon. It doesn't sound like Tosis is saying Mamon the Mamon.
I don't know if he's saying Mamon the Mamon. I'll let him talk for himself. See, he said, but you go. So yeah. instead of. You're right. These are all complicated questions. But so talk tachlis.
So
go ahead.
For Amigo, which is stronger, that you can take from the second part, that you can use Amigo to go from one part to the other part. But to take out Mamon from a suffix, which is a lot weaker to Motzi Mamon, that you can't use the set, another Inyan Bifnei Aspo to take out your,
no, you're saying something different than them. You're saying that the Gli Macheres is relative to the type of question that's at hand. If we're talking about Migu, so then in such a case, then it's somehow Gli Macheres. But if we're talking about Savig Motzmi Devadai, then we don't look at it. See, the problem I have with that is now I'm confused what type of talus we're talking about. It's very, very confusing. What he's saying is logical, but I would like to keep this talus as one thing. As one, you know, as one entity. What they're suggesting is they're saying the talus is split and the talus is not the talus is split but not entirely as split as the Ramban had said.
It's whole but contested.
And the moment you say Ein Safek Motzi Midei Vadai is assuming that the whole talus is not being contested. The second half is also not being contested. They want to say that vis-a-vis this half, it's being contested. Memela, there's no problem. It's not bad. I wish I had more time to be amel on this to try to come up with a formulation. I would like either of you to give me maybe some brisker terminology, not because of brisk as being a value by itself, but some clear terminology. You started contested, but you know that contested is not enough to separate. Maybe that your terminology is enough. Whole, it's a whole talus. It's a whole talus. But the moment there's an equal, there's an equal contest on the second half, so then you can't extend the vadai of that other half.
But
Yerush,
it's a bit different. Yerush, this guy is already
Yerush.
Exactly.
So
I'm
saying, maybe I deserve
that. Yerush HaLakot. Yerush HaLakot. Yerush HaLakot. Beautiful. Mirtz Hashem, I hope that the Kolon guys will get up to Re'iyah by next week. Lee is really developing an amazing finish in Re'iyah. So there's a lot to say. I hope. Keep me posted if you're